Hi, this is Bob McDonald, and welcome to Differentiate or Die, the Firebrick Consulting podcast series that focuses on the keys to great positioning. On this edition, Firebrick founder Bob Wright and I are going to be talking about positioning with Pete Daffern, a veteran tech exec and a venture partner now based in London, England. As president of Europe, Middle East, and Africa for NetSuite, he was one of the key leaders responsible for growing the world's top cloud ERP company to a valuation of $10 billion. He was CEO at Clairemail, where he repositioned the company as the number one mobile banking payments platform selling to retail banks. And today, he is a strategic advisor to B2B tech CEOs, is on the board of Amplience and Revu, and serves as the chairman at Sync HR. Bob, why don't you get things rolling?
Pete, you are a multi-time Firebrick client. From your perspective, why is positioning a CEO initiative, and what role does positioning play in B2B tech company success?
For me, positioning is the most important thing. I mean, the most important thing a company can do. End of story. It sets the company up for everything, understanding what's the unmet needs of the prospect / customer, what's their compelling reason to buy, how does your company uniquely meet those compelling needs, and how is your company differentiated to meet those needs? And good positioning does that in a really simple way. And while all of that sounds very easy, the reality of it is very hard. And it is, without a doubt, the most important thing a company can do.
What's hard about it, Pete?
Everything, really. To get a message that is clear, simple, yet uniquely differentiated, that is meaningful, it's hard to do. And it's really hard to do from within the company because you get so tied up in what you're doing on a daily basis. And you lace everything with superlatives and lingo and language that you think is important. But the reality of it is, most of the time, it's only important to you and it's not important to the folks that matter, that is your customers and prospects. And everybody's got a slightly nuanced view within the company of why you're different and what makes you unique. And when you throw that all into the pot, you often end up in conversations that literally go nowhere. And then when you kind of get them to go somewhere, it's really hard to articulate in the terms of the buyer. And so many companies, in fact, almost every company I've ever been a part of or worked with has struggled with positioning. There's only one company that had it down in spades, and that was NetSuite. But then again, the guy that ran NetSuite was one of the best marketeers in the world.
So you feel strongly about the need then to engage an outside firm to assist the company with going through the positioning process.
Well, I've kind of proven I've voted with my feet on that one, right? I've engaged with Firebrick a few times as a CEO, and I've encouraged them into a few companies that I've worked with or had some form of relationship with. Yeah, I feel very strongly about it. I certainly wouldn't be able to do positioning without an organization like Firebrick to help me. I think, as I said in a couple of the other comments I made, I think you just get wrapped around the axle in meaningless stuff with opinions that are slightly different, which exacerbates the issue even more. Whereas, you know, Firebrick brings to the table a couple of things that are just very important. One is a methodology, a framework, a blueprint, a proven methodology to go from start to finish with something that is meaningful. And that in and of itself is very powerful, because it makes sure that you end up at a point that is truly meaningful, as opposed to what I often see. You end up at a point where everybody starts patting each other on the back, but when you actually start translating it onto the website, into collateral, into the content, into messages for the prospects and customers, it's really not that different from where they were a year ago. So for me, that methodology, that framework, is so important. Then on top of that, they bring to the table some incredible talent, right? You know, folks that are very proven, have proven themselves several times over, that are coming to the table with unique and experienced opinions as to what truly works. And that combination is, in my opinion, what makes it work. And then, you know, you can quickly get to a solution, whereas other organizations that try and take this task on themselves, even if they've got the talent to do it, 99.99% of the time, they're too busy. And this is full-on exercise. It requires a lot of cycle. You know, with you guys, you get to a conclusion within a couple of months. Whereas if you try and do it yourself, if you're lucky, you'll get to a conclusion in 6 months. The reality is it's probably a year if you even get there at all. So yeah, I feel very strongly, sorry for a long-winded answer, but I think this is an important one. I think it's really important that you bring a consultancy in to essentially accelerate, supercharge the results that are just so important to the business.
Yeah, Pete, that perspective is very, very helpful. You sit on a lot of boards and advise a lot of CEOs. How do you know when a company needs to strengthen or evolve or change their positioning? What are some of the symptoms that are apparent that you see that point for the need for better positioning?
It really is a 10-minute conversation. I typically look at the website, and it's amazing how dismissive people are of, oh, yeah, yeah, it's just the website. It's not that important. I'm sorry, it is. It's the shop window into your company, and it's very important. It's very important that it's giving the right message. So that's one thing. And then I'll sit down with, I'll look at their press releases. I'll look at their content. I'll sit down with marketing, I'll sit down with sales, I'll sit down with the employees, and it's very quick. I just ask them, what is it that you do? Why do you do it? And what is it about what you do that's different to the competition? And it's shocking. It's disturbing how often what comes back is kind of meaningless. It's rambling. It's certainly different to the person sitting next to them. And, you know, They'll often argue amongst themselves when I ask them that question. The best example I've got of this one is I was with a company about 6 months ago, and we had a lot of the senior leadership of this company around the table. And I asked exactly that question. What is it that you do? And they all had different opinions, and they were different to the CEO. And CEO then went on and described what their positioning was. It literally took him 25 minutes to do it. And at the end of it, and I'd really hung on every word to really try and understand what he was talking about. So that's 25 minutes of me focusing pretty hard, which is hard for me to do. And at the end of it, I said, okay, I need you guys to be really honest with me. On a scale of 1 to 10, how comfortable do you feel in playing back what that CEO has just said? And, you know, as I said, be brave here. And I started off with the VP of Worldwide Sales, and he said 6 out of 10. So the VP of Worldwide Sales on a scale of 1 to 10 was a 6 on being able to play back this message. And he just deteriorated from there. The head of European sales, the head of North America sales, the head of marketing, head of product, head of engineering. And I just kind of shrugged my shoulders, looked at him and said, okay, you think we have a positioning problem, guys? And they all went, yeah. You know, it's those conversations, really.
Pete, in addition to alignment and a concise message, what impact have you seen a good positioning have on revenue and valuation for a company?
I've only ever seen it have a very positive effect on revenue and valuation, because what happens is, you know, as you said, it creates alignment. But that alignment is unbelievably powerful, because it immediately dictates, okay, who are the customers that should be buying this product, and why are they going to be buying this product, and how are we differentiate for the customer slash prospect versus who shouldn't be buying this product, which is so important. And then that flows into sales, it flows into marketing, and it flows into product, and it flows into engineering. And the look of relief on these VPs of product and VPs of engineering spaces when you go through this and they go, okay, so I don't need to do a bunch of this stuff, right? And I need to do more of this stuff over here. And the answer is yes. So by doing all of that stuff, you kind of double it, not kind of, you are doubling down on being successful in the areas that really apply to your product and your company. And that by definition drives better pipeline, better prospects who are prepared to pay more money. And it drives complete alignment across the company, and it drives better revenue. In fact, it not only does it drive better revenue, it drives much higher margin revenue. So I've never seen it not work.
Yes, and your experience is a very similar results that we've seen from many of our other B2B tech clients. I have one more question. Pete, you have a unique global perspective operating both US as well as Europe and UK. What do you see as the biggest difference between, say, London-based or UK-based B2B tech firms versus US-based B2B tech firms and their respective markets?
So I think it's definitely changing. I would say, certainly up until a few years ago, UK and European companies, much more conservative than the US one. Less open to being bold and brave and shouting from the rooftop and taking a very strong point of view that is laser focused. Whereas US companies are definitely more brash, bolder, and braver. I think that's changing, though. I think it's definitely changing. I think it's definitely changing, you know, because we start to get companies like you guys coming to Europe who tell them, you know, pound your chest, stand on the rooftop, and be very strong with your point of view.
Pete, you've been a multi-time user of Firebrick's positioning services. If you were talking to somebody who was considering using us, what would you tell them about why you keep coming back to engage Firebrick?
I just trust you guys. I saw it work once, and I saw it work twice, and I saw it work three times. I forget how many times I've worked with you guys. And for me, I don't want to trivialize this. I don't care what the price is. I care what the result is. And I know I'm going to get the right result with you guys. That's why I keep coming back.
Pete, thank you very much for joining Bob and me on this edition of Differentiate or Die. And to our listeners, we invite you to enjoy our whole series of podcasts, which you can find on Firebrick's website, firebk.com. This is Bob McDonald signing off for Firebrick Consulting.